Reish Tamach Hei, in the middle of Sif Gimel, the Rama says, Also Liga Benir Delik Shutali, Afishin Matatla, Vim Bimish Muksa Benigia Balmo, Mikom Mokham Asa Penny Snanik Das Benin Yosef Yate. There's Achshash, when you have a hanging candle, especially if it's oil, that if you're gonna move the hanging, if you're gonna touch it, then Shemayate, maybe it's gonna cause it to move, and it's gonna cause a kibui, or a, depending on if the oil goes up or the oil goes down, that it's gonna cause a Shemayate, it's gonna cause a kibui or a hadlaka, havara, which is also midaraisa. The shaila is, why is there no problem al smukta? Even if it's not gonna cause that to happen, let's take the candle, we're not chayshish, chayshish be a problem of mukta. Says Mr. Brewer, there's no problem mukta because it's tilted in a side. Which means a very practical application of this halakha is when somebody, there are the types of many people, I don't know how they have it in their dira, but many people in their diras or bachur diras, I don't know how it is, but they have some of their lights in the house are strings hanging down from the ceiling and with a socket at the end, and you screw in your bulb and there you can hit it and it'll move back and forth. Is there any problem to move that on Shabbos? So the pashtus is that is a problem mukta, depending on how you move your halacha. The pashtus is there's no problem touching mukta. And there's even a big shadow whether or not touching mukta, you have to be choshish. If it's going to move, there's a good chance that it's going to move, but my intention is not to move it, but you have to be choshish. But to move mukta, even if at the end of the day it's going to end up back in the same place as beforehand, pashtus, that is a problem. Now, what happens if you left on one of these lights for Shabbos and you want to cover it over? This happened to me recently. You want to cover over the light on Shabbos so that the people in the room should be able to go to sleep. What do you do? So if you have a cut piece of tin foil or something like that, that's the simplest thing. You could wrap the tin foil around the light bulb and it'll cover the light bulb and it'll block the light. It happens to work very well and it makes it very dark. You just have to make sure that you leave enough room that if it's hot enough, it's not going to explode or anything like that. And if you totally cover it over, the heat might get too hot. And now the problem is when you stick it on top of it, so you automatically you're going to cause the thing to move. That is not a problem. Why? Because it's tiltum in atzad, the tzarev davar mutir. There's three types of tiltum of mukta on Shabbos. One of them is tiltum straight up. To take something which is mukta and move it with your hands from place A to place B. That is us. Then there's tiltum agufa. You can move it with a part of your body where it's not the derech to move something. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that is not a problem. Chazal is machmer, but according to Mishnah Berurah, that's not a problem. Lechatchila, you take your elbow, take your knee, take your foot, and move mukta. Then there's something which is in between. There's something which is tiltum and atzad, which is indirect. I want to get a challah which is in my freezer. By pulling out my challah, it's going to move my raw meat from place to place. That is called tiltum and atzad. I'm using something else, and that's causing the mukta to move. There it depends what my intention is when I'm moving the mukta. If I'm trying to, my intention is l'tzer davar hamutter. I want to get the challah out of the freezer. Automatically, when I pull the challah out, it's going to move the meat. That's tiltum min atzad. It's not directly moving the mukta. It's al yidei something else. Through something else, by moving the challah, I'm automatically moving the mukta. Since my intention is to get the challah, which is the davar hamutter, then it's not a problem. However, if I want to move the meat over, so I take my challah and I bang the meat, then that would be aser because I'm trying to get the meat to move over. A very common application of this, Mishnah Berurah says, is if you have a plate. For those that are chalik on this, Mishnah Berurah passes this way, that if you clear off the plates on Shabbos and there's bones and other types of things, garbage on it, you're allowed to take a knife and knock off the bones into the garbage can, that's not a problem because that's tiltum and atzad. I'm not using my hand, I'm using a knife. Let's serve davar mutter. I'm trying to clean my plate, which is a davar mutter and not a davar asur. Therefore, I would be allowed to take a piece of tin foil or some other cover and wrap it around the light, even if it's going to cause the light to move. The reason why I'm doing tiltum and atzad, I'm not doing it directly. I'm using a piece of tin foil that serves davar mutter to be able to sleep at night, which is a davar mutter on Shabbat. And the situation, scenario that happened with me was I covered it over and then I got a little bit scared that it was too hot. So I wanted to take it off. But her there also, taking off the tinfoil, if you're scared that it's going to explode and cause it will be dangerous, that would also be the tzarev davar mutter and would be able to take down the tinfoil on the child. Then there's another halacha, sivdalit, and that is putting a bowl of water underneath a candle which is flickering. If you have a candle which is flickering and the sparks that are coming out, and you don't want it to burn, make a mark on your counter, on your couch, or wherever it is that it might hit. To stick a bowl of water underneath that should put out the sparks, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not even allowed to do it, stick it there before Shabbos, that with water, that the spark should be able to go out, because we're scared you're going to pick up, Taisa says, we're scared that you're going to pick up the water to get the sparks to go out earlier, and then, in effect, what you did is a mitzvah tefillah. You have a spark which is lit, and by picking up the water, you're causing the spark to go out, which is kibui, and therefore, that would be awesome. However, says the Ramah, it seems, actually, that it's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, many people, they light their candles, they put in oil, and they put in water, and then they put in oil. So when the question is that mutter? Because as soon as the oil starts burning out and the wick gets to the bottom of the water, then the water is going to put out the oil, the water is going to put out the flame. Is that a problem? Says the Mechaber, as long as you're not mechavin to put out the kibui, then it's not a problem. Which mashmas would be that if you are mechavin for kibui, then it would be out there. The Ramah says, regardless, then it's mutter, and that's most scenarios that we have nowadays when you're putting in the water. The reason why you're putting in the water is either that the it looks nicer, or that the wick shouldn't fall over and it should burn all the way down. You're not trying to be mechavim for kibbutz b'chla, you're trying to protect the glass that it shouldn't break. But it's not that you're mechavim for kibbutz because you want to save oil or anything like that. Therefore, in most scenarios, I think the standard scenario when a person puts water and then puts shemen, then would be mutter l'kuli alma. Certainly, according to the Ramah, it's mutter in every situation, but for a problem with kibbutz in that case.